The call you have made requires a coin deposit. Please hang up, check the instructions on the payphone for the appropriate rate, and dial your call again.
Everybody, what up, what up, what is up? You are listening to Default Radio. And I am, who the fuck am I? Decoder!
Yeah.
And I'm joined here with a special guest, because I always got special guests on. I don't know, Lucky is just never around.
Isn't he caught in a forest fire?
Yeah, Lucky was in the California fires, and he died in it, but then he was resuscitated.
He didn't, you know.
Then we started doing a show, he was on once, and this is
he
like...
He died again, and you know, he might come back as like an ant one day.
He might, and we'll have to have him on the show like that.
Yeah.
So this is like the 45th episode of Default Radio, but Lucky's only been on two of them.
Yeah, there you go.
And, I don't know if anybody recognizes the voice of my co-host, why don't
you
introduce
yourself?
I think
you will, because it's Mute in the house.
Mute! What is up, my brother?
I've been, dark for a while, but I'm back.
Back in, and, damn, I had a good, like, fucking thing to say, and it just, like, fell out of my head, right onto the floor. Back and in full effect!
There you go.
There it is. I found it. I picked it up, put it right back in my head, and it came right up my mouth. There you go. Mute, back in full effect. And this, once again, is Default Radio, episode, I don't know what episode it is. I truly have no idea. And we're getting calls. Who's on the line?
This is Majestic again.
Dude, we're Majestic. Let me fill you in on something here. We're doing a radio show.
And your point being?
Yeah, we're trying to do like a radio show. What's going on?
Well, I was going to tell you that thing before I cut out, because I have a crappy-ass phone.
Okay.
FTPing all my shit into this site. I cannot seem to FTP this damn HTML document. It will not upload it.
Well,
I have everything in a notepad for right now.
Well, can we figure this out later? Like, I don't know. After the fucking show?
Well, when's after?
Like an hour, dude. Chill. Anyway, Default Radio, where Majestic calls in unannounced, unexpectedly. But yeah. So I don't know, Mute, what have you been up to, man?
Nothing. School.
School. Everybody should be in school, man. Learning. Get the fucking learning going. I think Majestic just dropped. Back to Default Radio.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. That just, like, killed the whole flow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we'll find the flow again. So, yeah, I've been to school, you know, working those grades and doing okay.
That's good, man.
And, you know, kind of stepped away from the whole scene, but I'll get back there eventually after I don't know, when summer, maybe summer, maybe I'm doing some stuff right now, but, you know, I always read the boards, I always got to come back with those comments of people that seem to be misinformed sometimes, so I come back and correct them, or I...
Set them straight.
Yep.
That's it. Set them straight. So yeah, man, summer's coming up, well, a couple of months, you're going to be at Hope, right?
Oh, you will know.
I will know.
I will be at Hope.
We're going to fear, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fear.
Yeah.
And fear gonna... at Hope. Man, I'm old. Like I mentioned on a previous episode that I'm fucking old, man. July may seem like a long time to some of the kids out there.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like right around the corner.
Dude, same for me, man. I'm only, what, going to be 18 next month? But, yep, time does fly now.
Time flies. When the older you get, the quicker it goes by.
Yeah.
You know? So these kids out there listening, like 15 or whatever, they think
like
it's
young, like young brain. So young. Time is such, like slow, but no.
Yeah, remember back in the days, man, when summer vacation used to last so fucking long?
Yeah, ever. Forever.
Remember that? Nowadays, like a month goes by and like you don't even know what happened. You're like, what the fuck month is it? What's going on? How old am I?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's craziness. Life is mysteries of life.
Mysteries of life.
Which is something we're not going to discuss on Default Radio.
No.
But anyway, I do remember a while back you sent me some photographs of a tragedy.
Yeah.
I shed a tear. I weeped.
Thank you.
It was.
I did too.
It was tragic, man.
Many tears.
Why don't you tell us that story?
Well, it was a dark and stormy night. It really was.
It was. No, it was. I saw the pics, bro.
Yeah. And I was coming back from a friend's house to go see another friend, and pull up to an intersection and it was four ways. It was lights, but lights were out. So, you know, you do a four way stop.
Yep.
I think that's correct in most states or all the states. And I stop and I proceed through the intersection, and a car going the other direction just barrels right through and hits me. And you know, I swear. Oh fuck. And then I kind of blanked out. I closed myself and figured out what was going on, and I figured out my problem. But you know, I thought, maybe I won't get blamed since he ran the stop sign. No.
He ran a stop sign. That's what it comes down to.
He ran a stop sign. No, you know what it comes down to? I get a ticket.
Ridiculous. That's how it always happens, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Every time. And you know, with driving, I have to say, because I used to drive a lot. I cut down on it, but I used to drive everywhere, man. And let me tell you, you don't just drive your car. You got to drive everybody else's car too, man.
Yeah.
You can't just look out after yourself. You got to know what the fuck next to you is doing. You got to know what the guy behind you is doing. You got to be looking everywhere all at once and manage to be able to drive your own fucking car.
Yeah. Sometimes I've been stuck no car for a month, and I got another one. Same day, I got the ticket revoked because the guy didn't show up.
There you go.
So I got a new car, a nice Buick Century 1993. That's a downgrade from the 2002 Forester that was destroyed. So, yeah.
man.
But it's better because you can see a lot more. It's a safer car. You know, you can see the guys cutting around you and being jackasses.
Yep. That's it. You gotta see, that's for the kids out there, maybe getting your license soon. You gotta always watch what everybody else is doing and not just watch what they're doing.
But know.
Sometimes you gotta know what they're gonna do before they even know what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
You have to exactly. It's Zen driving.
Yeah.
You gotta know. You gotta say, look, that guy up there, I just know this guy's gonna fucking blow that stop sign. You have to know it.
Yep.
You have to see him. You have to be one with your surroundings.
If your foot's not on the gas pedal, it's on the brake pedal.
That's it. I drive with both feet.
There you go.
Fuck that. It fucks me up whenever I get into a stick, but man, driving in New York, I don't want that split second between my foot from the gas to the brake. I don't even want, that's too long. Too much of the interim time there, you know? You gotta be ready just to bang it.
Step right up and save your car.
That's fucking it, man. And then these people, man, especially in New York. Let me ask you this. Why? You live in the city, right? Why do you need a fucking Range Rover? We're not in the fucking... We're not in the jungle. What are you doing with a Range Rover? You know what I'm saying? What do you need a fucking Hummer for?
One second. No, I'm not leaving your show. I just got a call waiting.
Oh, okay. All right. Mute is taking another call. Probably some really hot chick calling him up. He's going to have to leave soon. Doug, you still here?
Yeah.
All right, good. Doug, what up?
Nothing.
Default Radio. That's what we're doing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are we recording this?
So I should be hitting record, right?
Oh, yeah, you should be recording this, man.
Okay, and here we go. We're not recording.
We're not recording. Okay, so this is the show now?
Here we go. Yeah.
Do we have to do another intro?
Sure, why not?
All right. No, I'd rather not, man. So what's been up in your life, man, while Mute's over there taking the calls from all the female admirers he has?
Nothing. Just been busy this whole weekend with CB Zone.
Doing everything, man.
Doing all these live shows lately.
Doug is like a fucking... Well, this isn't live. This is pre-recorded.
I'm back.
All right, you're back.
I'm back.
Yeah, we were just discussing how Doug is like the Renaissance man of radio, of internet streaming radio.
Is he? How long has he been around for?
Man, Doug is doing this for, he's doing every show, man.
That's good. That's
Doug
good.
Has been on the air live for the past like 72
we
hours.
We depend on repeat business.
That's it. Need it. Man. All right, so you're done with talking to that girl?
Yeah.
All right, that's good. See, I knew it was a female. Now, what the hell were you talking about? Yeah, driving, man.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm in New York, bro. What do you need a fucking Range Rover? What do you need a fucking Hummer? What's that shit for?
You're it's parking lot. Why you even got anything bigger than...
I mean, what do you need it for?
Yeah.
And then on these... We got, like, small little back road highways here. And fucking... And these roads, you know, these roads were built in, like, the 1600s for fucking horse and carriage.
Yeah.
And it's passenger cars only for a lot of these fucking little you know, highway type of things. And these fucking bitches get on there and they're fucking suburban. They don't know how. They can't stay in the little lane. They're riding both fucking lanes. The fuck out of here, man. Horrible.
It is.
I don't like SUVs. I'm an anti-SUV person. That's just me. I like cars.
Yeah.
Give me a car, low swung, fucking drive it. That's just me, though. Whatever. Some people need the SUVs. They got to carry the fucking groceries or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know what these soccer moms always say? They're always like, well, I have kids I have to carry around in the car. It's like, yeah, you know, there's this thing called a station wagon. I don't know if you ever heard of it. But they work pretty well, you know. You can fit all the groceries and all the kids and all the shit in there, and you don't have to be a goddamn a nuisance on the road.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah.
Straight truth.
People don't know. And the SUVs, they use more gas, man. I was watching a news report, right?
Yeah.
And this is, you know, I don't know, I guess default radio isn't about freaking anymore, because we never really even talk about freaking. But I was watching a news report, and they basically, like, customer surveys of people who bought all these different cars, right? And for people, drivers of Hummers, their number one complaint about the Hummer was that it used too much gas. It's like, well,
sticker when you buy it.
It's like, no fucking shit. Look at it. It's a goddamn military vehicle. It uses too much gas. Oh, no, it only weighs 18 tons, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be kidding me, it uses too much gas. It's like, if you get 2 miles to the gallon on that fucking thing, I'd be surprised. If that thing gets like 10 miles to the gallon highway, I'd be like, man, this is good on gas.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fucking people in there, and their Hummers. Yep. Let me put out this cigarette, because smoking's bad for you.
Smoke is bad for you.
It's good for you, actually. It builds strong lungs.
Yes, it does.
It toughens them up. It makes them like steel. It
makes them black as steel.
It just makes them hard and rough and man. One day, it's gonna come in handy. But yeah, anyway, man, you got any more news in the life of Mute?
No, not really. I mean, it's kind of boring over here.
Yeah, here too, man. Nothing's going down. Fuck. It's almost the new year.
Yeah.
2004. Shit, already? Jesus.
Come a long way.
2004? My God. Man. Time flies. Flies right fucking by.
When you're having fun.
Yeah, even when you're not having fun, man. It still does.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a misnomer. Even when you're not having fun, it flies by. But yeah, man, fuck. What the fuck is this? I'm sorry. Something's going wrong in my house here. Alright, so man, you wanted to talk about lock picking, didn't you?
Yeah.
I know you're out there picking the locks, breaking into corporations and stuff.
Yeah, metaphorically and physically.
Metaphorically and physically. So I don't know, tell us a little bit about lock picking, because you know, I read a book once about lock picking. I bought one of those cutaway master locks to practice on.
Well, that's good. That's a good purchase, actually.
Yeah, and those, you know, I guess I'm kind of proficient at popping open the master locks, you know, little combination locks. Those aren't too hard. But they got some good locks out there, man. They always call them like pig proof and shit like that, but nothing's pig proof.
Wait, you got a combo lock you can pick? Or a padlock?
No, the combo lock.
You can do that? I've never seen anyone do that.
Oh, man. That's what the cutaway is, bro.
Oh, wow.
You watch how that shit works inside, man? It's crazy.
I know. I've cut them open. I've cut like a three or four of them open. I mean, I can see how the older ones work, but like newer ones...
Oh, wait, the newer ones are different?
Well, relatively newer ones don't have the same mechanical deficiencies of older ones.
Really?
Of the combo ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I haven't bought a combo lock for a while.
Yeah, they got a lot better. They used to use like plastic shit. Now they use metal, and it's very specific. But I mean, that doesn't stop key locks from being any better.
Yeah.
Because that's all picking's about. Here comes the picking rant. Why picking works, if anyone doesn't realize why, is because take a lock. Think about this. Picture this in your head. You got like a cylinder of metal. And you got all these in a line, and those are your pins to your key.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got a spring, and all those pins are the same length. And then you got a spring, and then you got a bunch of other cylinders. All these cylinders are different lengths. Your job is to actually no. So I think the springs on the top. They don't separate each other. The springs on the top of everything.
Okay,
that would make sense. So there's all the same level of springs. Then you go level up. There's different levels different levels of cylinders. And then there's springs that keep them all down. So what you do with the key is you set all your pins up so there's a straight line, so it's all even. And that line is called the shear line, and then you can turn your key and the thing opens up.
And that's it.
That's it. That's how it all works. What you do in lock picking is you defeat the mechanical imperfections in lock picking. You can't make all the pins happen come in a straight line. No matter how well you can do it, you can't drill a five holes straight in a perfectly straight line.
Yeah.
Even if it's a millimeter off, it's still not straight. So that's what you do in lock picking. What you do is you turn the plug, which is the center thing where the key goes, in the direction to open the door or the lock or whatever you have to open the thing. Open the clasp to open the lock. So you turn it so you put pressure on all the pins. What happens is since some of the pinholes are closer or in some way different than the other ones, they'll bind. They'll kind of hit the side of the plug, so they'll bind to it. Which this allows you to do is if you take a pick called a hook. Some people call it a hook. You push it up. You push each pin by itself up to the ones that are binding, and then you push it high, just ever so slightly, and high enough that the top pin goes above the shear line, and you can turn it. So this allows you to then the plug just turns ever so slightly to whatever direction. You do this to all the pins, and it opens the lock.
And that's it. Then you're in.
And that's like, what, 50% of the locks these days use that?
Yeah.
And the only thing that separates them all is those are just the number of pins, like four or five, six pins. So, you know, that was pretty much figured out because that was kind of a stupid way, even though people still use those. So they came up with other ways to stop you. They use pins that, I don't know anything more beyond that because I have no idea how to pick other ones. You have to have a very sensitive hand to feel those changes, but there's like mushroom pins that if you don't push them up the right way, they mess up. There's pins within pins that if they don't work the right way, then you mess it up. So there's like bunches and bunches of ways, but they're all pickable.
Now, what's this about picking it backwards?
What do you mean backwards?
That's what I always hear, and I'm not sure what they mean by that.
Me neither.
That's what I always hear. And I read a few books about lockpicking. Kind of old.
Picking it backwards can just mean that you're just picking the pins in a different order.
Rather than the order they would go in when you pick the key.
Yeah, you almost always have to do it a certain differently than the order the pins are in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because
depends on which one binds first.
Because I've seen this thing, device, in various places, a few places that I've looked when, you know, just purchasing terrorist crap online, I guess you can call it. That's what everybody calls it.
Yeah.
Terrorist supplies. And one of them was this thing called a plug spinner, which actually, I think, reverses it so that you could pick it the exact same way that you would open it with a key instead of in reverse.
I don't know about that. You can upgrade your picks. Now, what I just talked about was manual picks. And manual picks, if you want to actually learn this as a hobby, you don't want to break into anything,
yeah,
that's what you want to go for. If you want to get more creative, you want to be like a locksmith, you go with stuff that's going to work quicker. Now, obviously, we've got to remember here that most of the stuff you're going to want to open up is easier with brute force. You're going to get stuff open easier with brute force. So we're saying here this is going to be like, so it can, we use lockpicks so you can open up stuff that you want to keep safe. I mean, you don't want to look damaged. So
exactly.
That's why people pick locks.
Well, that's the whole point of picking a lock.
Yeah.
I mean, you want it to look like nobody was there.
Exactly. So what you do with other lock-picking devices is, like, take, for instance, the next up would be, that's still manual-based, is a lock-pick gun.
Yeah, the picking gun.
And a pick gun does a few what it does is it works on, think of you're playing billiards, some us call it pool. Some people don't
like. For those who call it pool.
Yeah, pool.
Why do they call it pool, by the way?
I don't know. I prefer pool. Billiards is sometimes, you know, I don't know. It's so many names.
Pool, billiards. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Well, not to get into a tangent there. Okay, continue.
So, think about it like that. So let's say you have three balls lined up. You got two balls together, and then you got a cue ball at the other end. And you shoot the cue ball at the first ball. What happens? The second ball doesn't move. The third ball does. The transfer of energy.
That's exactly right. Physics.
So that's what you do in lockpick gun. You hit all the pins at once. So the energy of this kind of piece of metal that's like a pick goes through all the pins straight up to the top. And while this is happening, you either have a tension wrench, which is turning the plug, or the thing automatically spins the direction you want it to go. So with that, you can click the trigger, and it'll keep clicking it and spinning it until you get it open. So that's quicker if you want to get into this place quicker.
Rather than doing it manually.
You want to do it manually. But
manually is kind of like the art form of it.
It is the art.
To sit there just with your hands and a few little tools and that's it.
Yeah, just go at it and, yeah. So that's the pick gun. Now the next step from the pick gun is the electric pick gun. And that's like where it moves at whatever revolutions per minute and just goes insane. And that's definitely one that turns by itself. And just does all these just keeps on going until it opens it up. And that's what you see a lot in the movies, other than someone just breaking the door down.
Yep. Yeah, you could always buy a battering ram for a couple of hundred bucks, you know?
Yeah, so.
But people are going to know you were there.
Exactly.
Now, a good place to buy a lot of, that's another thing I wanted to ask. What do you know about the legalities of purchasing?
Well, I've heard rumors.
Okay.
I've heard speculation. What I do is, I don't pick in public because that just looks bad.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just pick in my house and just pick up my, my wrench and, my tension wrench and the pick, and I'll just go at blocks, find them, pick them, whatever. What I've heard is that if you get pulled over, let's say you get pulled over for whatever you're doing, and they see picks there, they could construe that as something that could be used in a crime.
Yeah, burglary tools.
Burglary tools, exactly. So that can get you in trouble. So I mean, you can get in trouble for it. It's like a crowbar. Crowbar
yeah.
has a certain use, but it
if
can
you're
also
walking around with it on the street and carrying
yeah.
it in your coat. You
yeah.
know, you're
yeah.
not using it for its intended purpose. Now, what about buying the equipment?
Well, okay, there's a lot of ways, actually. There's a beautiful site. If I'm ever online, you find my screen name. If you look in my profile, I think it's still there. Let me check it now. It's a link in my profile. It's lockticks.com, of all places. And this place
go.
Will sell you whatever you want. And you,
and you don't need any sort of documentation?
You can use PayPal. Or you don't need to use PayPal. You can use money orders. You can send them a money order, and they'll send you your picks.
Well, because I actually...
You can be a little kid and get a money order from a bank, and they'll send you picks.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I received this military police catalog from Shomer Tech, which the URL for them is shomer-tec.com. And they sell a lot of lock-picking devices and jiggler keys and all sorts of stuff. But they don't want the general public ordering it from them.
Well, you can order anything from this site.
Yeah, most of the devices for this place, they say you need either locksmith documentation, or you need to be police or whatever.
Yeah, this site, you can get anything. You can get basic lock picks, advanced lock picks. You can get books, like anything. You can get books. You can get picks on car doors, Slim Jims, which I might consider buying one day.
Yeah.
You can get jiggler keys for some models of cars. Get anything. But really, it's like those places that they only cater to non-civilians, those are the places that have the goods. They have, like, stuff that you've never heard of before. Like,
yeah.
Probably, like just in pure speculation. I don't like to speculate, but I would probably think they got some stuff that can open up, certain brands of remote car doors. Like, open up the Lexuses if you need them. Or
the remote ones. Yeah, they don't even advertise that, but I'm sure they have it at this place.
Open up Lexus, like, certain models of certain years of Lexuses.
Because I'm looking right now, and I'll tell you what they do have. And they're restricted items.
Mm-hmm.
But they have, it's for $75. And this is like last year's catalog, so it might be more money if you go on the site and check it out. But, it's $75, and it's an automotive lockpick set, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have it has four different compartments. You got a tension wrench and a gas cap pick, which always comes in handy. You want to siphon somebody's gas? Hey,
yeah,
price of
yeah.
gas goes up one day. Go steal it from that guy you don't like. But they have the lock picks for Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge.
Mm.
Another set for Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Mazda, Subaru, Isuzu, Hyundai, Yugo, Volkswagen, and Mitsubishi, and then another set for Ford, Lincoln, Mercury. And I'm sure the ones for the Toyota, Nissan, Honda also work on Lexus, Infiniti, Acura, because it's really the same.
Yeah, well, unless you're going to go laser cut keys, then, I mean, you got to go step up.
Yeah, well, yeah, these are just for picking it.
Yeah.
This isn't going to get, you know, don't think you're going to buy this, even if it wasn't restricted, and you're just going to push it in the hole, and you're going to get it. No.
Yeah.
You still need to have a little bit of skill to do it.
Yeah.
But then one of my favorites here in this catalog, and I think I'm going to have to pick one of these up, it's called the Button Grabber. And it actually, you know how on the old cars back in the days, you lock your keys in the car? I'm just going to put it like that. Say you want to get in somebody's car for whatever reason. And they had the inside lock had a little mushroom top, so you could just stick a little wire hanger in there, configured the right way, and pull it right up. But the new ones don't have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this actually will, not at all of them, of course, because some of them are flush now with the car door. But for the newer models that don't have the top that you could pull up, where it's just the same thing, this will actually it's $20, and it'll go right through the little door jamb, and pick that button right up, and you're right in.
There you go.
So all sorts of fun to be had.
So like today, they probably got some like crazy stuff for those repo men. Repo men is also in need of that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, of course.
And so yeah, there's going to be crazy kinds of stuff.
Because they got to get into the car quick.
They got to get out there. They got to get into it quick, and and they got to get away quick.
Yeah, you're not. They don't want to sit there wasting their time.
Yeah,
they want to do it in under 2 minutes.
If they go any more than a few minutes, the guy's going to come out there with his shotgun, and
that's
you're
it.
Rude.
That's what I would do if somebody was taking my car.
Yeah, so
I'd be out there with my Mossberg.
Yeah, so that's a problem they're going to face. Some people, you know, some like repo men, they got like freaking tow trucks that like have like rear view cameras. They can do it all from the inside of the car.
Really?
They just, like, go up the back, the front of it, and just jack the car right there and drive away.
Without even getting out?
Yeah, without even getting out.
Man, yo, let's build one of those tow trucks that they got. Let's just go jacking cars, man.
Yeah, let's go jack. It's crazy stuff. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely, lockpicking has definitely evolved. I don't see it's really just like hacking. If no matter how safe something is, no matter how you can call anything lockpick proof, but eventually it's gonna get picked.
Yeah, somebody's
like
gonna figure
it out. Like HPK2, they had some company had the unpickable lock.
That was what company always advertised it?
I don't know, Arcus or some other name.
Yeah, for somebody, but they always advertise it as pick proof.
Yeah, the pick proof lock, and the guy got it. I mean, see, the thing is though, they don't expect people to go all crazy with it. Maybe I think today they start realizing, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this because like the guy, they built custom tools. They took the locks apart, made custom tools for it, and picked it.
Yeah, just for the specific lock.
Yeah, just for the lock. So, I mean, it's to show you, you know, hey, this is pickable.
Yeah, nothing's pick proof.
Yeah, it's something pick proof. So, yeah, that parlays me into my next segment, which is about this beautiful $11 digital camera.
Uh-oh, $11?
$11, 1.2 megapixel digital camera. Those kind of cameras used to be like $400 a few years ago. So, you know, you might have heard of this company. It's called a Wolf Camera, Ritz Camera. Basically, it's for suburbia types cities that have really rich people in them, and they don't understand what a deal is, so they just get exorbitant amounts of money to pay for stuff that you can get online half the price.
Man.
What they do, what they have there is a digital camera, 1.2 megapixel, it's for $11. No focus. Has a flash, though, and it has a 10-second self-timer, and it comes with a memory for 25 pictures. How they get you is, you have to go back to the place, or you got to go to Wolf, Ritz Camera, whatever, and you got to get your film developed there for $11.
Whoa, what?
You got to go back to the same place and get them to develop it.
Well, there's got to be a way around that.
There is.
Yeah, let's hear it.
If you look at the camera, if you ever get a chance to pick one up, you'll see over there that if you look at, you get buy one, they're $11. It's like cheap stuff. I mean, if you just save your money if you can. So you go there, you look at it, and actually you see on the side it says there's like a piece of tape, so like a piece of like nice like it's written that don't remove this. This is for employee use only.
Yeah.
You open it up, it's just a little port, 10-pin. You know, also 10-pin these days in the same size.
Yep.
Palm.
Yep.
Palm cradle shit. So yeah, just remember, everyone, I did not figure this out. Someone else did. I'm just regurgitating this information. If you search Dakota camera hack on Google, you'll find so much shit on it. Anyways, so yeah, you get a hot sync cable for your Palm Pilot from wherever. And you cut it up, so you attach a USB cable to it on the certain, like, four of the pins. And people have written software already, people have hacked it. You can get the pictures off the camera easy.
That's it. $11 for the camera, and you don't got to bring it back to these fuckers.
Never. And you can pay, what, like, $6 for the Palm thing, and I've heard, like, $3 for a USB cable, so.
$20, and you're done.
Yeah, $20, and a camera that would cost, like, $100.
Not a bad deal at all.
The only thing that you have to worry about is it's really shitty in, like, close up. You can actually, there's people that have got broken, you can unscrew them and stuff, get in there and you can change the focus, set on infinity, but you can change the focus, so like, what they recommend is getting two cameras, buy one, set it to, like, keep it infinity, buy the other, get one for close up work.
That's it.
So there you go.
And then with under $30, then you're going.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal at all.
Nope.
I gotta go check one of those out.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm needing a digital camera.
Yeah, it's like
I gotta send the, you know, I gotta send the cock pics to everyone. All the listeners at default have been asking for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so. Anyways,
I'm serious, man.
So, anyways, yeah, it's very, it's pretty cool. I'm gonna do. I might do it tonight. I gotta solder that wire, that stuff up, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny shit.
Hacking cameras, picking locks.
Yeah.
Fucking crashing cars.
Yeah, and I, speaking of cars again, the Buick Century, which we replaced the other car with, we went to Best Buy today.
Yeah.
They love ripping you off. They love ripping you off.
They do.
So, what we did was, we bought a $200 CD deck, which plays MP3s. I don't think that's just a bad deal for the amount of, power you get out of it.
Yeah.
And we bought, like, the car kit and the cables and everything. So it was like $300 total with a warranty. Because, I mean, I don't know what the hell is going to happen to it. And their warranties are pretty comprehensive. Unless you, like, throw it to the ground with a lot of force, you're covered by your warranty.
Well, you're still covered unless you tell them that you did that.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, you could say it spontaneously combusted.
You could just say it flew out of the car and landed on the ground and a truck ran over it. You don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. So, that's, you buy that 40, so you go, friend of mine that does all this, crazy car stuff, and, you know, surprising, it's not hard to rip a car open. It really just, you had to find the screws and then put it all in.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like working on their cars, man, but it's fun. Mm. Like, it's the same thing as fucking hacking, man. You hack cars.
Yeah, so that's what I'm gonna get more into the whole car audio thing, but, so what we did was you put that, if you think of the 93 Buick, some people, that's not old, but this car is old.
Yeah.
So what it has is, you know, like cars today, they have a certain width of radio, I don't know, like a couple inches. Well, this one has like this beastly 4-inch radio. So you got to do is you got to install an extra bracket.
Yeah, that's the GM specifications they had back then.
Yeah.
I forgot what, they have like a type for everyone. I forgot what that's called.
Hmm.
It's not a regular E, though. It's they might just call it GM.
Yeah.
They might.
So we bought the converter for all that stuff, put it in, took forever, but we got it.
I've seen people put, like, equalizers there in that big empty space.
You can put anything, and that's what I want to do. See, I'm going to college in, like, 8 months, but I want to, like, have this car, like, bumping. So we put that in there, and pretty soon I'm going to blow the speakers out, those factory speakers.
Yeah.
So we're going to put better speakers in there, and the next person is going to be some massive subs.
And that's it. You're going to be rocking the, what are you going to be playing in there?
I don't know, a little electronic, you know, a little, some of the better hip-hop.
Some of the better hip-hop.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those things.
Yeah.
What's your definition of better hip-hop? Because,
I think I don't want to bow down, you know, popular culture, but, you know, this the stuff that has a beat that you can hear the words in that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's, like, my definition of it. I mean,
I like the underground stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
I get into the underground. I haven't listened to the radio, man. I haven't watched MTV. 30 fucking years I haven't fucking... Seriously, man.
So it's there. That's what I plan on. I don't know. I want to be able to, you know, it's going to be pretty loud. It's loud already.
Waking up the neighbors.
Yeah. It's fun stuff. So I don't want to be bumping. It's actually really, so the car is so heavy that the speakers in it already kind of shake the thing.
Yeah.
So it's nice. So like one day, you know, we'll get the subs in the back and it should be fun.
Hooking up the car audio. It's like hacking, man.
Yeah.
You gotta get in there, you gotta open shit up, you gotta run fucking wires.
Yeah.
It's fun, though. You gotta have fun doing it.
It is.
Man, I used to work on the fucking mechanicals of a lot of cars. Holy shit. We used to do some fucked up stuff to cars. I would make Frankenstein cars, man.
Cool.
I'd have my own custom exhaust that I'd made out of, like, plastic. Burn up the whole road.
There you go.
Fire from underneath the car.
That'd be interesting to see.
It is. I used to blow flames out of the exhaust of my Volvo, which is not a pleasant sight.
That's cool.
People don't expect that to happen.
How
know?
Do you do that?
They see it's a fucking Volvo. Oh, well, I had a big, huge exhaust difficulty one day, and I kind of hacked the thing together myself with like flex pipe, and I used a lot of stuff from the hardware store, not from the auto parts store. There was, like, holes in my exhaust. I plugged it up with, like, plumbing pipe things.
Oh, God.
So I kept it all together with clamps and shit. And I don't know. I just floored the gas a little too hard one day and flames and smoke. People don't expect to see them from a Volvo. They think it's like a nice family car.
Hey.
Then nothing, next thing you know, flames are coming out of the back.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I got to pick up another car soon, though.
Yeah.
I got to get something. I want to get a nice old 80s Euro. Maybe a Saab. Saab's really, that's a good car to piss yourself off. If you don't like working on cars, get a Saab.
There you go.
That's one of those cars. You drive it during the week and fix it every weekend. Seriously. But yeah, I don't know, man. You want to make some calls? You want to get some freaking in?
Sure, let's do it.
All right, Doug.
Yes.
We're going to make some calls.
All right.
And you know what I'm thinking?
What's that?
This is what I'm thinking. And we got to come up with a plan for this. I've been calling Japan a lot lately. I love Japan, man. I love the ops. I mean, have you ever had the pleasure of speaking with the ops in Japan?
No, never had them.
Oh, man. I love them. I love the Japanese operators. And as everyone knows, if they listen to any of the shows, that or if they've been on any of the comps, that KDD, one of the telcos over there in Japan, has a nice 800 number, country direct, you can call up. And they're a lot of fun to call. And I don't know, what should we do to KDD today?
Hmm.
We got to ask them for something stupid.
Because
they're fun. The other day, or yesterday, on another radio show, Bukake Radio, we asked them for the Bukake Palace. And she seemed to know what we were talking about. She seems to know right where it was. She said she used to work there, I think.
Oh, great.
But what should we ask him for today?
I'm thinking I would. I don't know. Cream of Sung Young Guy.
You want to ask him for Cream of Sung Young Guy?
Yeah.
All right. Doug?
Yes.
Get your panel line.
Well, let's say the number now.
Oh, you don't know the number?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Japan Direct. Japan Direct. The number is 800.
800.
I know this in my head now. We've called it so much. 800-543-0051. KDD Japan Direct. Oh, I got one. I know what I'm going to do. I love the ring, too.
That's an awesome ring.
Best ring in the world.
Star Trek.
Oh, I got something perfect to do.
Operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly.
Why is this free?
Please hold the line.
Huh?
Why is it free?
KDDI.
Oh, it's the 800 country direct.
まもなくオペレーターが。
Yeah, but why are they offering this for free?
そのままでお待ちください。
All countries have a. I'll tell you later.
This is KDDI. An operator will be with you shortly. Please hold the line. こちらは KDDI です。まもなくオペレーターが応答いたしますので、そのままでお待ちください。This is KDDI.
お電話ありがとうございます。KDDI 国際電話センター部でございます。
Hello, how are you doing this evening? I need you to do me a favor, a very big one. I need a directory assistance information lookup. I need your assistance in that, please.
In Japan?
Yes, in Japan. I'm looking for a certain person's phone number.
I see. All right. May I have the number, name of the person?
Okay, the name of the person, his last name is Erabu, first name Hideki.
Hideki?
Yeah, he's a famous baseball player in the United States, and I am actually the manager of the New York Yankees, and we seem to have lost his new phone number.
But how about, do you have the address?
He lives in Tokyo. I do not know the exact street, though.
All right, just a moment, please.
Okay, I will wait.
Okay.
Oh, God. Hiro Hideki. Pretty good music.
This is the the Japanese soap opera music.
Thank you for waiting, sir.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
I'm afraid there is no listing under that name in Tokyo.
He's not listed.
Not listed.
Could you perhaps do one more favor for me?
Yes, how can I help you?
Oh, yes. I think he might actually, his family owns an entertainment place called, I don't know how to pronounce, Bukkake Palace, is that how you say it?
Could you spit out for me?
Could I spit out the Bukkake?
No, yes. Could you spell out for me?
Spell it, okay. B?
Are you sure?
Yes, this is his business, his family business.
Mm-hmm.
B?
E?
U?
U?
K-K?
K-K?
A-K-E. How do you say that?
K-K-E?
Maybe I'm mispronouncing it, I'm not quite sure.
Alright, do you have the address?
That's also in Tokyo, Bukkake Palace. Am I saying that correctly, though? What's the correct pronunciation? Because I wouldn't want to be dishonorable or anything.
Just a moment.
You can't say it for me, though? What the fuck?
Just a moment.
She seems pissed now.
She is pissed, man.
Yo, I always get the nicest ops. What happened tonight? Hello. The record skip. Man, I gotta get this on CD. Yo, this bitch is gonna leave us on hold forever just to piss us off.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
No listing either.
I might have, man. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I must have the wrong information. But could you do me one more last favor, very quickly?
Okay, this is the last.
I promise. Can you just say one thing for me? Can you say that Bukkake Radio is the best radio ever?
I'm sorry.
It's just
I can't help you anymore.
One small thing. Bukkake Radio is the best radio ever.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
Quite the interesting conversation.
Dude, she asked me to spit out the Bukkake.
Oh.
You heard that, right?
I heard that.
Yeah, she was like, could you spit it out for me? I was like, nah, I like it. Man, you know, I gotta say that they're usually a lot nicer and they play along. I don't know, maybe they're getting to know us finally.
Maybe.
Do you think that's it?
Maybe.
That perhaps. I think we're finally making our mark on Japan, so to speak, with Bukkake. Oh, man. Well, that didn't go too well at all. That, I think, was a catastrophe.
I think it was, too.
Jesus Christ, man. That's all I wanted to do, was I wanted to just have a little fun with Japan. I like them. Thinking of moving there.
Really?
Starting a business. An entertainment business. Bukkake Palace. Well, maybe next time. Maybe next time we'll get a better operator. Who's more fun? This bitch. Forget her. I don't know. You want to call anything else? Should we do something else?
No, I don't know.
Well, Doug asked a question. Doug, did you ask him why that was free?
Yeah, why is that free? That's
Okay, well, I guess you don't know about this, Doug. And maybe some people out there don't either. But there's 800 numbers for country directs, right? And you call them up and you get an operator in whatever country you're calling. That was KDD in Japan, right? And the point of it is, well, I use them for directory assistance. That's one of the only countries that will do directory assistance. Excuse me. It's one of the only countries that will do directory assistance for you. Most of the time, the reason it's free is because you call this 800 number, and usually, if you were a normal customer, not us, you would place a collect call or a calling card call or, you know, charge it to your credit card, something like that, for exorbitant fees. You understand?
Yeah.
And that's the reason that it's free, because you're already going to pay like, you know, if you're a legitimate person calling that for a legitimate purpose, you're already going to pay ridiculous amounts of money when you charge it on your credit card or when you do the collect call.
Right.
So they have it set up so that if you're in the U.S., you can call an 800 number. Now, of course, they have, you know, in other countries, they have different numbers for country directs. There's a country direct for the U.S. where you call up and you get an AT&T op from outside, you know, from outside of the U.S., of course.
Right.
For the same deal. So that's what you're supposed to do. You call up these 800s for whatever country to place a collect call or calling card or charge call in that within that country. And they're free.
So
why would you call?
So like people like you, the ones that are abusing the service.
Well, there used to be the rumor, and I'm just going to say it's a rumor, but back in the days people used to say that every time you called one of those things, it would cost like AT&T $20 or something. And a lot of times the other thing which a lot of people are familiar with is also that there are not many that work anymore, but a few years ago, there were a few more that worked where you could actually use those numbers to Blue Box because of the phone system was, you know, was old in the countries. China's still C5, but I think they have some protections against it. So I don't think you could Blue Box off of China. But if what episode was that? Default episode 3 where we used, that wasn't really a country direct, the Citibank number.
Right.
But it was a toll-free number that ended up in Venezuela, and you heard it.
Yeah.
That it was boxable. So people used to do it off Greece back in the days. Now, of course, you can't do it off Japan because I'm sure they have a very sophisticated phone system just like ours.
Yeah.
And there's a whole, you know, if you listen to episode 3 or if you read the text, there's a plethora of reasons why blue boxing is impossible on a lot of them, you know. Mostly because you're still on SS7 in the U.S. on your end. You understand?
Yeah.
We went over all this, man. I mean, I don't want to rehash old topics. We might have to, though. But that's not the reason they're there. Blue boxing is not the reason that you got the country directs there. It's mainly for the, it's because, blue boxing is one of the reasons. It's for the charge calls, collect calls, and everything else.
That makes sense.
And Japan, which I, you know, not to mention, and you heard it.
Yeah.
That's the best ring ever.
Oh, that is.
The Japanese ringtone is, I swear to God, I had an erection while it was ringing. It gave me an erection. I'll be honest with everyone.
Okay.
That's pretty honest.
It gives me an erection. The Japanese ringtone gives me an erection. You call me weird, whatever. It's the best ring in the fucking world. I heard that the ringtone, I think it's in Iran, it's just one continuous tone. Oh. Until the person picks up. How fucking annoying is that?
It's a milliwatt.
It's like a milliwatt.
Milliwatt. Oh, God.
It's a milliwatt until the fucking people pick up. How fucking... God, I think it's Iran. I know there's definitely a country out there where the ring is just one continuous tone.
It's like you pick up the phone, your dial tone, and you're entering your DTMF, and you still hear the dial tone in the background, and you're just waiting for someone to pick up.
I don't
know if it's going through.
I don't know how it works, but it's screwy. But the ringtone in Japan is the best ringtone in the world. And
my favorite is the UK.
You like the UK ring?
Yeah, it's my favorite. I like that ring. It has that special pitch to it.
Yeah, it's true, but I don't know. My favorite's the Japanese. Everybody has their preferences. But the reason that I like KDD Direct, the Japan Direct with KDD, is because they will do directory assistance for you. And, of course, it's free. It's a free call, the 800 number. So they'll do directory assistance. So if you have a legitimate reason for needing a phone number in Japan and you know the general area, you know, they always want a street. It's like, I don't know what street it's on. You know what I'm saying? But I've gotten some pretty good numbers off of there. You know, you could call up, you could ask for anything, pretty much. Anything. You want to call up Honda and main headquarters in Tokyo? I got the number. It's area code 3-3423-1111. 3-4-2-3-1-1-1-1. And, of course, you have to put a 011 and then 81, which is the country code for Japan, and then the area code for Tokyo, which is 3. 3-4-2-3-1-1-1-1. You're going to be talking to people at Honda main headquarters in Tokyo. But I don't know. Should we call anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see if we can get directory assistance on a different country direct?
That might piss people off.
Who's it going to piss off?
The operator.
The operator?
Yeah.
Well, what if I'm going to be persistent about it.
Well.
Let me see. Doug, do you have a country direct list?
No.
Man, you know, that's, man, And I got to tell you, Mute, this is every time on we think of things to do, like, on the fly here, right?
Yeah.
And we're never prepared for it.
Never.
I mean, how could I be prepared? I didn't know we were going to be doing country direct calls. Yeah. This is like the eighth time that I needed this list. I know I have it, too, some fucking where. Somewhere I have it.
I'm not calling out of the country, man.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, bro? Why not?
Pay me like the 35 cents that Verizon charged me. I can't call international on this line anyways.
Dude, an 800 number, are you a moron?
Well, no, you're asking for, I thought you were asking for country codes because of that.
No. The list of country directs.
Oh.
You follow me?
Okay, I understand that.
You follow me?
Yes, I'm kind of with the program now, all right.
You with the program?
Yeah.
All right, do you, can you really quickly Google that, please?
Trying to. What do I have to Google for here? Country Direct?
Country Direct list, yeah. Just Country Direct in quotes and then maybe Freak, because it's probably on a Freak site. I can't find the, I know I have a list, I just can't find it, I'm sorry. I want to do this, though. I want to call like Yugoslavia or something. Can we do this, or what?
I'm researching here.
Come on, man. We don't got all day.
Okay, AT&T, US Direct, Australia Direct.
No. I want the list off of, like, a Freaker site.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Well, what direct number are you looking for?
Oh, there should be a whole list. I don't know. Read me off a few if you find it.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing Chile, Hong Kong, Hawaii. What do you want?
Hawaii doesn't have a direct, do they?
Yeah, Hawaii Direct, 0800-890-0800.
Why would it be 0800, bro? We're in the U.S. You're looking at a list from the U.K.
Well, no, it says if I want, like, the New Zealand direct, you know, it's 0800, and I know it's from dialing from the U.K., because this is a U.K. site, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but I know, we're not in the U.K. Are you? Because I'm not.
I could have busted up some free-world dial-up.
Could you get a free-world dial-up on this line?
Yeah, all right, let's do that.
Get free-world dial-up on the line. All right, Mute, that's what we're going to do.
There you go.
You know what we're going to do, man? We're going to call the U.S. direct from the U.K.,
Let's do it.
That's what we're going to do. All
right, that's good.
Wait, who could do a good fucking British accent?
No, I can't.
Me neither. Shit.
Do you really need to have a British accent to be in the UK?
Well, I'm just saying, it would work out a lot better. Doug, can't you just get a list of, like, U.S. 1-800 numbers? Can you do that for me? Is this like a... Am I asking too much? I mean, seriously, am I?
Oh, hold on, all right? Just hold on. I'll look for it then.
Yeah, look for it, bro. Come on. Let's do it.
MTV is producing a movie called The Perfect Score, and it's about a bunch of kids that cheat on the SAT. Looks good.
Is it a true story?
Maybe. I don't know.
They cheat on their SATs. Huh? Is that possible?
It's hard, but I bet it is possible.
All right. Which direct do you have? I have some real 1-800 numbers here.
Okay, first, let's figure this out. Do we know a place where we can call, where we can ask for directory assistance? Like, do you know an actual city and, like, maybe something that would be funny to ask for? read off some countries, Doug.
Australia Direct, fucking Belgium Direct.
Belgium?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You're learning.
Bermuda Direct.
Okay.
Brazil Direct. British VI Direct.
Okay.
Cayman Direct. Chile Direct. China Direct. Costa Rica Direct.
China. Hmm. Denmark, can we ask for anything in China?
El Salvador. Finland. France. Germany. Greece. Hong Kong.
Okay, what can we ask for in Hong Kong or China?
Ireland.
That's an old list, because Hong Kong is the same thing as China now.
Italy.
They don't have that country direct anymore.
Netherlands. New Zealand.
You want to call China? Let's call the Netherlands. Call it up. Netherlands. Netherlands.
Singapore. Okay, well, Netherlands.
Netherlands? What are you doing? This is like a radio show, man. You're over there
reading
like...
off the list, fucker.
I said Netherlands, and you kept reading it. Hello?
He's pissed off.
Doug, are you there? Is he calling the Netherlands?
I hope so.
We're going to call them.
Welcome back, KPN Telecom.
Bulldog ja, Coffee Shop.
Duurt het enkele seconden voor u doorverbonden wordt.
Really?
Voor kaartdiensten kies 1. Voor collectdiensten kies 2. Voor pinbellen kies 3.
What'd she say?
I don't know.
It's 0. I want an operator.
Dit is geen geldige keuze.
What'd she say?
Voor kaartdiensten kies 1. Voor...
Did you hit 0?
Dit is geen geldige keuze.
It sounds like you pressed the wrong fucking number.
What a
voor kaartdiensten kies 1.
Press 1.
Voor collectdiensten...
Hallo?
Bedankt voor het wachten.
Oké, okay,
I'll hold. That sounds like
voor
hold,
Nederlands
please.
Kies 1.
Oh, you're saying the same
voor
thing.
English...
For English, press 2.
We hebben geen juiste keuze.
Shit! You said for English!
Yeah, I was going to tell him too, not to hit any numbers. Hello? Netherlands? Hello? What happened in the Netherlands?
We have received an incorrect card number.
There we go.
Enter your card number, and then press hash.
Hash?
Yes.
I'll press 0. I don't want to make a card call, Doug. Hang up on this and call them back. Can't get an op from the Netherlands? Mute.
Oh.
Welcome to default radio.
Jesus.
This is how we do things here, man. It's nothing but fucking pandemonium. Ah, fuck.
I'm thinking about this party pick from Best Buy for my subs. It's like everything in one.
Na uw keuze duurt het enkele seconden voor u doorverbonden wordt. Voor kaartdiensten kies 1.
Okay.
Voor collectdiensten kies 2.
Okay.
Voor pinbellen kies 3.
Press 1.
No, don't press 1. That's for calling card.
Okay, press 2 then.
I think it's 2 for collect. Wait, let me hear it again. I'm learning Dutch.
There's 2.
Bedankt voor het wachten.
Yes. Voice activated.
Blijft u aan de telefoon. U wordt doorverbonden met een operator.
Thank you.
Blijft u aan de telefoon. U wordt doorverbonden met een operator.
It's holding for operator.
Het systeem is tijdelijk buiten werking.
I'm holding.
Onze excuses voor dit ongemak. Wilt u het later nog eens proberen?
No, thank you anyway.
You can blue box this one.
No, you can't.
No, it says right here.
That's in list from 92.
And I know it's SS7.
Yeah, I know exactly what list you're looking at, bro.
Hey, did I just hear some nether guy talk?
Hello?
Bonjour.
Hello?
Hola?
Hello? What's going on?
Shokakika.
Operator.
Maybe we're on hold.
Oh, press 2.
What?
Man, what's going on? Did you hang up?
They hung up on us.
They hung up on us?
Yeah.
Call back.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's call them back.
Alright.
I'm getting it up. I'm determined. I got determination, mute.
That's good. You need it.
Especially when trying to call the Netherlands.
KPN Telecom. Na uw keuze duurt het enkele seconden voor u doorverbonden wordt.
Somebody's getting a call.
Voor kaartdiensten kies 1. Voor collectdiensten kies 2.
Okay, collect.
Voor pinbellen kies 3.
That's the hatch key.
Bedankt voor het wachten.
Thank you.
Voor Nederlands kies 1.
Okay.
Voor English, dial 2.
Oh. There you go.
Enter the Dutch telephone number, followed by a hatch.
Hatch.
Make one up. How many are they? 6?
We have received an incorrect telephone number.
Fuck.
Please enter the area code, which starts with a 0, followed by the subscriber's number. Enter the Dutch telephone number, followed by a hatch.
We'll do some research next time.
We have received an incorrect telephone number twice.
What do they call the star?
Please hold the line.
Thank you.
You're being connected with an operator.
Afternoon, Peter Kornblatt, Neumann, Wilter Biller.
Hi, yes, I seem to be having trouble placing my call. I might have the wrong number.
What's the number you have?
Shut up!
Well, the number I dialed, it said was incorrect, so maybe I did not have enough digits. I was trying to reach Bulldog Cafe in Amsterdam, and I'm not...
I'm on a show, I can't.
What's the number?
The number I have is incorrect. It told me it wasn't the right one, and I think this number isn't even a Dutch number. But I was trying to reach Bulldog Cafe in Amsterdam. Do you have the correct number, perhaps? Could you do information lookup?
No, only collect service. I can only collect.
Oh, so I would have to get the correct number, because I'm sure this isn't it. It wasn't the correct format.
You have to call your operator then.
I would have to call my operator and find.
Right.
Okay, so you couldn't do the directory assistance for me then.
No.
All right, well, thank you anyway, and you have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Bye.
Bye. Same to you, buddy.
Same to you.
Same to you. She couldn't even say nothing nice to me. The bitch. Well, there you have it. They won't do directory assistance for you. But Japan, they will.
They bow down.
And why would Japan do it? You know why? Because they're elite.
Yeah.
They know
straight
it.
Straight up.
They're elite, bro. Everything good, it comes from Japan. Except for, there's got to be something. Shit.
Shit does not come good from Japan.
Yeah, something. But a lot of good shit comes out of Japan, and they'll do directory assistance for you. The Netherlands don't do it, but you know what? After that, I can speak Dutch now. So, hey, you always get something.
So, the Dutch say hash is the pound key.
Well, I think it's hash, but they just probably pronounce it differently. The hash key. A lot of people call it the hash key. I've heard it called the hash key sharp. Sharp is what, I forgot where they call it that, but
music.
I've heard that before.
In music. Sharp in the music sense.
Well, yeah, that's where they, I just forgot where they call it that, like in what country.
Oh.
That's cool. This text file has the 800 numbers in the UK for AT&T, MCI, Sprint, WorldCom.
Yeah, and what people, and we've talked about it before on Default Radio, if you get free world dial-up, you can place 0800 calls. So... if you want, you got free will dial-up. You can call up all these 0800 numbers. You could bother an AT&T operator who thinks you're calling from the UK. It's fun. It is. But I don't know, Doug, how long have we been going?
An hour.
An hour, perfect. Perfect.
I think it's time to wrap it up. I'm getting weary.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. It's getting late, and we're about to wrap up... a fun-filled episode of Default Radio. We learned a lot, man. We learned about lockpicking, which is a topic that's not touched on a lot. You know what
no.
I'm saying? Not at all. Not as much as it needs to be. So, yeah, Mute, you got any shouts, bro?
No, I got too tired. Well, Duel.
Shouts to Duel.
Shouts
to
Duel.
Most deaf.
Shouts, I don't know who else. I'm just out of my mind.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Doug, any shouts?
No.
Doug, how come you never have any shouts? You don't have anybody you want to shout out?
No.
Nobody you want to say what's up to?
What's up, America? Happy
America!
Holidays.
Not just America, bro. The world. The world's listening. You know they are.
Just wait a minute. I can call long distance right now. That's pretty well dialed.
Yeah, up until the first of the month. Up until the first of the year, as a matter of fact. Don't try it now. We're ending the show, bro. Come on.
Well, go ahead and do whatever you're doing. I'm not
you're such a bum. Seriously.
Oh, cool.
Well, what's that?
My fear was I love.
Oh, well, we echoed for a second there. Yeah, chill with that, Doug. Anyway, my shouts this week go to fucking Hack and Elemist, CCCPR. Shout to Stank Dog. And, shouts to the whole world. Shouts to Unity. I always forget about that, dude. Shouts to Unity. That guy's fucking lead. So that's it, man. We're out of here. You?
Indeed,
that's right.
Oh,
yep, it's a tired time.
Yes, it is.
All right, so until next time, kiddies, Default Radio, and we're fucking out. Later.